science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week, I was going to actually do an in-depth look at some of the applications that you can now, the practical applications that we can use these next generation AI apps to do. I've kind of run out of time. I'm busy this week. I've been busy. I've got obviously the radio shows that I do, but also I've got the book coming out, U2.0, Build Yourself Better, is out on Monday. So I've been spending a lot of time getting all the promo materials ready and doing work along the posts and, you know, some of the principles and everything on that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go in depth next week on those practical apps and how they are being used now, how you can use them now, these advanced AI apps, many of which are free or very low cost. But I wanted to really just kind of hone in on some of the stuff that came out of the third day of the AI summit that I recently attended, and it was called Building Your Personal AI Advantage. And the focus of that day three was really all about execution. And what we learned was what AI is and how to apply it. But the real question was that was raised is, how do we turn this insight into action? And what they did was they kind of mapped out a 30-day plan to build AI into your personal and business workflows. And it was really important that we did that. And so next week, what I'll do is, when we go through this in more depth, I'll give you the blueprint of that 30-day plan so that you can have a look at how you can use it as well. But the day kicked off really with a powerful message of momentum. It's not just about learning anymore. It was about committing to a timeline and executing it. So Dean Graziosi introduced the AI action stack concept. Choose a small workflow, integrate AI, measure the results, and then scale. His mantra became, don't overbuild, overdeliver. And this is the problem. There are so many AI, different competing AI applications out there. And there are applications that you can apply those applications in, is bewildering. There's so many ways now. It's overwhelming. If you look at it from that approach, it's like a tsunami of information. I mean, certainly, even though they tried to keep a logical progression in the 3 to 4 day summit that we did, there were times when it was like, wow, there's so much information here. How do I use it? And you're so busy getting lost in that kind of flow of information and possibilities. And that's the key word, the possibilities, that sometimes you could get a little bit lost. So it was really important that you choose one thing. That was the key message. And then make it work, make it happen, make it the best it can be, and then move on and scale it up across different applications and different areas of your business or even your personal life. Tony Robbins then also shared his perspective, reminding us that AI is just leverage. What matters is the heart behind it, is what he said. And it's about being present and using AI really to amplify our human capabilities. And again, I've mentioned this in the last two episodes of this, you know, it's that old acronym GIGO. AI is only as good as the information and the content that you put into it and the effort that you put into it. And garbage in, you get garbage out. It magnifies that in many ways. But if you really train your AI and you get it to do the kind of activities that you want it to do, and you've shown it how to do it, then all the good stuff gets amplified as well. Now, there were several breakout sessions on the third day, and they also provided other valuable insights. So Annette Merriman shared a roadmap for fast win AI implementation, focusing on spotting opportunities and deploying simple solutions. which is really important. Athena Todd highlighted AI automation for consultants and coaches, emphasizing how to scale your brand without losing your voice and values. And again, it comes back to what I was saying about don't let the AI control you. You need to control the AI. Train it. Show it what you want. Tell it how you want it. What kind of voice do you want? How do you want it to represent you? And then the more you do that, the more you put that upfront work in, the more your content and your application sets get amplified for greater value and greater success. Jose Ybora presented an assessment to Automation Blueprint, which claimed up to 40% cost reductions for operations in his company, his business, which is absolutely astonishing. 40% cost reduction. And he showed how it was done as well. It's just, and again, it was all about the focus on controlling what you tell your AI to do, whichever, whether it's Gemini, ChatGPT, or heaven forbid, Copilot, which is, it's interesting. Copilot was not mentioned once during the entire 4-day conference. And the reason for that and what I found with Copilot is it's rubbish. Sorry, Microsoft, go back to the drawing board. You really have created a gigo, because half the time it doesn't even work. But that's by the by. That's just my personal opinion. You can take it or you leave it. But all the other applications, the more you train them to listen to your voice and how you want things, the better it will be. So, let's recap then. Some major takeaways from day 3 include the following. 1. Execution beats knowledge. It's not enough to know about AI, you must act on AI as well. Day 3 therefore challenged participants to pick one workflow, apply AI, see the results, and scale. And I challenge you to do the same. Think of one particular part of your business or your personal life or your community engagement tools, whatever, but think of one application where an AI can help enhance that, and then work on that. Get the AI application that you choose to work with you on improving that workflow, that single workflow, and then take it from there. 2. The personal advantage. AI should be built around you, your voice, your process. And I've mentioned this across the other two episodes as well, and I've just repeated it a few times already in this episode. It's about you controlling the AI. We must never forget that. 3. Scale with constraints. More isn't better. Again, it comes back to that. Choose one system to dominate and let AI multiply it. Complexity is the enemy of execution. You can actually get the AI that you are working with to look at a process that you're already using with AI and get the AI to suggest ways that you can improve it. And if you actually say, how do we simplify this so it's easier to follow and implement across different applications, the AI will help you actually do that. 4. Timeliness and action. So this was important. What they were saying was, is that the AI advantage is now. The window for using and getting to grips with this and stealing the march on the masses is now. So shift your mindset from when shall I get involved in all this and do the research on AI and work out which apps I'm going to be using, and actually make it now, today. Change it from when to today. And 5th, human plus machine. AI is not a replacement, and this was the key thing. A lot of people are afraid that AI is going to replace them. It's not, but people who know how to use AI properly will replace you, and that's the key thing. So look at it in that way, because it's an amplifier. So your energy, values, and decisions are crucial. That human touch, that human engagement, it's crucial in the AI era, and a lot of the businesses and big corporations are already forgetting this little fact. And a lot of the AI kind of call center stuff that they've got rolling out, they've forgotten the human touch. And it's going to be those organizations that not only keep or retain the human touch, but actually let the AI handle all the stuff that is mundane, that is repetitive, that is process oriented, but keeps the human touch involved in those business processes, that will actually in the end win through. Because the more that Technology isolates us as human beings, whether it's in a business context or in a community engagement context or even in a one-to-one personal life context. It's important that humanity is retained, because we will reach out more. We will start to reach out more and yearn for more human contact once the initial kind of excitement and buzz about AI and all the fancy things it can do has started to settle a little bit. Suddenly we'll look around and realize that, you know, when we were in the office or when we were in Zoom calls even, there was that face, that human face, that human contact, that human discussion, that bouncing back and forth of ideas, that sometimes human creativity will always beat an AI. What the conference was very clearly saying was, once that excitement has died down, we will look around and think, I need to speak to someone. Not a machine, not an app. And I think there's going to be a lot of people suddenly start to realize that as we go forward. So let's talk about some operational and tactical takeaways for you as well. Firstly, choose one client process you repeat often, like onboarding or lead magnet distribution. Map the input, process and output, and then ask, where can AI fit into this process? And don't just ask it. You can actually define that process, that input, process, output. You can map that and actually put it into ChatGPT or Gemini or some of the other fantastic apps that are coming on stream, like Replit, one of you. And you can ask then for the AI to work out for on your behalf, how can you help me improve this process, Mr. AI? And it will look at it and give you some suggestions, and then you can work back and forth until you've got that really honed down. Secondly, create this 30-day AI roadmap. So set today really as day zero and target what you want AI to free up, like reducing content creation time by 50% by day 30. Schedule weekly check-ins to assess progress. And that's really important. So when you create this 30, I'll put a template in the forum, which will be up in darreninform.com/thinkworksforum. There'll be a post for this particular episode. I'll put a kind of basic template up in there for you to follow and to create and then adapt for your own needs. And then work with that, but make sure you have milestones that you check in on and reward yourself for when you hit those milestones. Thirdly, hold your voice. So again, I've mentioned this already, but when using the AI, add an authenticity layer, which is your language, story and values, to maintain that human connection with your clients, with your friends, with your colleagues, with your community. It doesn't matter how you're using the AI in this process. Try and make sure that you retain that human contact and connection. Fourthly, automate one repetitive task this week. And that's the task, you know, that's a real single task that you can do. Automate one repetitive task this week, like repurposing reels or generating follow-up emails. And then fifthly, commit publicly. Tell someone or your audience what you will do with AI in the next week, because that accountability increases follow through. I mean, one of the things I'm going to do, guys, is I will go back across the three episodes, this one and the two previous ones, and on the forum posts, I will add links and any other stuff that I've missed because I've been busy on the book, but I will go back and do that. And that is a public commitment that I'm going to do that. And I will add this template for this one for next week. And as I say, when we come back for the fourth and final episode, there are some very practical applications that I will go through, and I will also make commitments about what I'm going to be doing with AI in that forum post, and also as we conclude next week. So remember, learning without implementation is procrastination. Create your AI playbook with the automation audit and identify the three things you should never do manually again. Reclaim your energy for work that moves your business forward. The more you can automate the stuff that you don't like doing, or the mundane stuff, or the repetitive task stuff, the more you can actually automate that using AI, the more time and energy you can use to focus on the stuff that's important to you, but also important to your business or your community, and so on. I think the key takeaway, if you want to put all that into a nutshell, is that AI is no longer just a tool for tech experts. It's your personal operations assistant. It can identify repetitive tasks, organize them, and recommend what to automate first. It can actually help you identify what you need to automate and how you can do that. Build a three-step AI-powered automation audit to reveal where you're wasting time and how to reclaim it. And that's basically just make a list, you know, put a piece of paper, put a line down the middle, put the tasks that you have to do on a repetitive basis, mark the ones that you really hate doing, and then on the other side, look at how much time you spend on those activities each week, and then mark the ones that you want to put through an AI application set first, and then see how much time you can free up and how much energy you can free up by getting the AI to do that repetitive task for you. So one final hack for this episode: make your task list, find what's right for automation, build your AI task stack, start small, test it, and then layer the next. And you need to think about it. It's progress, not perfection. Don't try and make it perfect, because there's no such thing as perfect. And the more you try to make it perfect, the more time you are wasting and the more energy you are using and the more bogged down you will become. Get progress as your mantra. And you want basically evolution, not chaos. So this is why it's important to start on one task at a time, build on it, scale, and then another one, build on it and scale. Don't try and do all the different areas that AI can help you in all at once, because you'll find yourself completely overwhelmed. So that's it for today's episode. I know it was a quick run through, but as I said, I've run out of time. I wanted to make sure that we kept the momentum going. The AI Advantage Summit was so good. I wanted to share as much of it as I could. And, you know, hats off to Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, Igor, all the other guys, Annette, and everyone who just really over-delivered for those people that were there during this four-day summit. It is just so much stuff. I'm still working through it now. It's, what, 3 weeks later? 4 weeks? But I'm slowly making my mark using AI to do a lot of stuff. And next week I'll explain, I think, how I used AI to help me get my next book, because my first book is out on Monday, but I'm already kind of a third of the way through writing the next one, and how AI has helped me actually pull together. It's not writing it for me, and that's important. I'm still the writer. But oh my goodness, in terms of pulling it together, the structure, the images, the titles, the format, the content, areas to focus on, I did it in half a day to two-thirds of a day. And it took me about a year, I think, to get the content format and how I wanted the book, my first book, to actually look, sound and feel, and what kind of content I wanted to deliver in it. I've done that already for the second book within hours. It's just amazing. So I'll explain how I did that as well. In the meantime, everyone, please keep asking questions. It's really important that we learn how to ask questions elegantly and engage in proper debate, not arguments, not you're wrong, I'm right, and all that kind of funky stuff that seems to be the norm these days. We have lost the art of how to debate, and I think that's something that I might explore in future episodes of ThinkWorks anyway. But ask questions, and if you want to ask questions about any of the content on these three episodes so far, or even in fact any of the episodes that I've done on other subjects on ThinkWorks, please do. I'm only too happy to answer them. Take care, everyone, and I'll see you next week.
Would like to find out more or join in with the conversation,
our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for at Darren Inform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to Think Works, the podcast for thinkers.